I was reading some articles, and there's interesting developments that are going on with genetics. And certainly when you look at genes, that's the DNA that we have inside of our body that controls how we grow, how we develop, there's basically four letters, A, C, T, and G. And usually it was thought to be pretty straightforward. You know, as the DNA molecule was read, the gene was read, and it would code for certain proteins to be produced and this to happen and that to happen. And then it would provide the instructions on how to build animals of various types, how to build plants of various types, and all according to the DNA code. And it was thought to be a fairly straightforward language. And in this particular case, though, they found that DNA is not a one-dimensional language, meaning you start at one end and you go from one end to the other, and that's it. And it was beyond that. And they expanded the thing. Well, it's like a two-dimensional language. You go backward and forward in the gene code. You can read it forward, you can read it backwards, and get a different set of instructions. And that was a little more interesting. And they found out it's really three-dimensional because it is a language. It's every bit a language with grammar and syntax and rules and things, and it's more complex than the human language. It's more complex than the most complex computer language that we've ever developed. And they found out that it's actually three-dimensional, where you can read it forward and backward, and if for lack of a better term, diagonally in some fashions. And it skips here and doesn't pick up again until it gets to another point and all of that. And that makes it more complicated than any other form of language, more complicated than any other method that we know of coding for information. But, you know, they found that it's gone beyond that, because you ever wonder what prompts DNA to be read only certain portions at a time? How does the cell know to read only certain portions? And a new exciting development is what they call epigenes. And these are outside of the DNA itself. And the epigenetics that they're finding, they thought first was kind of simple. Basically, a methyl group that would attach to the C letters on the DNA molecule and cause it to skip or to back up or go here or go there. And they thought it was fairly straightforward. But now they found out that there's probably, in this epigene language, about 100 letters or more. And this is another language that's highly complex, that's superimposed over top of the language of the DNA molecule. And this brings us into the fourth dimension of language, in a sense, another language superimposed on top of of another language. And it becomes the most complex, the most information-dense system of coding that has ever been discovered. And as I was reading that, I was thinking about the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. And there's a SETI program. We spent millions of dollars searching for radio transmissions in the skies. But basically, they figured the way that you would find evidence of intelligent life out there in the universe is that, according to a formula called the Drake formula, I won't get into all the details on that, goes through a lot of assumptions, a lot of variables, and it's all assumptions, but it sounds good. And so according to that, there should be a few thousand civilizations that have developed within the range that they could have been using electromagnetic energy, which is like electricity, radio waves, TV waves, microwaves, and they would have been radiating this stuff out into space and for a long enough period of time that there should be maybe a couple thousand civilizations that we ought to be able to detect, you know, their versions of I Love Lucy or something like that that has been radiated out into space. And so they started using radio telescopes as far back as at least 1960s, trying to identify some source of information in these radio waves. And one of the ways that they would determine that they had sources of information is that radio waves that indicate intelligent life is that the radio waves would contain information, not just random sequences, but things that provided information, just some kind of coded information, a density-rich stream of electromagnetic radiation, particularly in a narrow bandwidth. And it's interesting. We've spent millions of dollars, been doing it since at least the 1960s, and to date, how many signals have they found which appear to indicate intelligent life out there? Absolutely zero. And yet, in the study of genetics, we have found evidence of the most incredible intelligence that could ever be imagined, because the intelligence, the super intelligence it would take in order to produce not only the language of the DNA, but the epigene language, and then to layer that upon the genetic language of the DNA molecule and blend the two together so that the incredible complexity and density of information that's held in that narrow little gene that could be unlocked, and we're just now scratching the surface of it, really. The more we learn, the more we know we don't know. And yet, that's all random. That's all random. And we're spending millions of dollars trying to find information-rich strands of electromagnetic radiation, and we've got the most incredibly information-rich strand of genetic material here that absolutely cries out for a supreme intelligence that created it. I mean, that more than anything else, I think, shows there is a God. It cannot possibly be accounted for any other way.